If you have to take a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to this very far.
I'm glad I don't have to go very far.
Okay, but I'm glad I don't have to.
I'm glad I don't have to.
Something to do with the fact that you have to lift it up, you know.
That's right. I'm glad it ain't heavy than it is.
Okay, did you ever use a word like, something to do like, I'm glad I don't have to carry this very far?
Very far.
And another word instead of carry, what would you say?
Instead of carry, if it's too heavy, I say it was too heavy.
Uh-huh. And suppose I said, I'm glad I don't have to carry this very far.
Very far.
And you, instead of using the word carry, I'd say, I'm glad I don't have to...
Go very far.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use the word tote?
Tote?
Tote.
Yeah, I'll have you that word, tote.
You don't use it?
No.
Okay. So you would say, I'm glad I don't have to...
Carry.
Okay.
It's very far.
That's what I want to know, just what you'd say. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It's about this big and when it's little, and it can put its legs inside and pull its head in and its tail inside.
I call that a turtle.
And what do you call the same thing if it lives on land?
Lives on land of the same type?
Same type.
Some people call them cooter.
That's right here. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
I call that chitlins.
Are there any other animals? Can the insides of other creatures be eaten, and what kinds?
I call that a beef maw. Let's call it maw.
Uh-huh.
Of a cow. Beef maw.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Ma'am?
What do you call the center part of an egg?
An egg? I call it yellow.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
The upper part of a man's body? What I would call the upper part of it? The upper part.
Uh-huh.
I call it breath.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on the lake if it has a pointed front?
I call that a boat.
And what if it had a square front?
I call it a bateau.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
I call that a pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty...
set of beads.
If two men have a fight, and one beats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really, what the other one?
Really beat that man.
Okay, now suppose he really, really did it, you know? So he really, him good.
He put a good whipping on that man, a good beating.